Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Read the Chicago Reader to get up to speed on what's what in Chicago. Culture, food, arts and entertainment, weekly concert listings, weekly event listings, the environment, travel. I can continue, but you get the point. And for all of you Chicago political junkies, raw weekly columns on real city politics from Maya Dukmasova and our very own Ben Jarofsky. The Chicago Reader, free to the public in newsstands throughout the city and online at chicagoreader.com. Read it now and be a more informed Chicagoan.
Today's back half here, not a lot of news going on. Make sure you download our Benny J bonus interviews and bonus content while we are away. Tuesday, we're going to have a brand new program for you. But Ben, we have birthday announcements to talk about. That's right. We would like to wish a happy birthday to a few local political figures and reoccurring characters on the Ben Jarofsky Show. People who will be celebrating a birthday over the holiday. We have a Thanksgiving Day birthday. State Senate President Don Harmon is celebrating a birthday on Thanksgiving, along with former state rep Lou Lang.
Lou Lang. I know the players in the game, Benny. Lou Lang?
That Lou Lang. Yeah, those they're going to be celebrating birthdays on Thanksgiving Day. Friday, and no one really we talk about. So we're just going to move on to Saturday. On Saturday, a happy birthday goes out to Highland Park Mayor and apparent frozen cake lover, Nancy Rotering.
I'm really going to miss celebrating my birthday with you, but I'll save you a piece of cake. I'll freeze it.
That's what she was taught, celebrating her birthday. Her birthday's on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. Frozen cake for everyone.
Who doesn't love a good frozen cake? And on Sunday, a great American writer will have a birthday. Yeah, you know, some call him former Chicago mayor. Some call him an avid bike rider.
I just biked around Lake Michigan, nearly 1,000 miles.
But I call him a great American writer. Mr. Biden, please keep him as far away as possible. Your boy Obama fired him for a reason. It's Rahm Emanuel. He's having a birthday on Sunday, Ben.
Let me just say happy birthday, Rahm. Mayor Rahm. And I hope you enjoy your frozen cake. Okay, frozen cake. Maybe Nancy, Mayor Nancy, can make you some frozen cake.
Oh, yeah, he'd only be so lucky.
Yes, a great Chicago writer. That is pretty funny. The debate continues. Does he ever write any of the things that are under his byline? Has he ever read any of the things under his byline?
Also,
happy birthday, Mayor Rahm. You've given us a lot of good material down through the years by trying to destroy this beloved city.
Well,
go ahead.
That was very nice of you. Got a little dark there at the end, but hey, that was a nice nice little message there. And also celebrating a birthday on Sunday, Chicago Federation of Labor President Bob Ride or Die Ryder.
What day is that?
On Sunday.
Happy birthday, Bob Ryder, and thank you very much for supporting our show and standing by me after I got fired. So a genuine happy birthday to Bob Ryder.
All right, and as we were saying there, Rahm Emanuel, the rumor is, hopefully, good God, it's not true, that Rahm Emanuel may have a shot at a cabinet position with Joe Biden. And speaking of Joe Biden, the president-elect reached out to our current Chicago mayor recently.
We usually spend Thanksgiving together, and but I'm glad you understand that this is the right thing.
During a Tuesday presser, Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Joe Biden's team has reached out to her office. Lightfoot said, quote, "It was like a breath of fresh air, given what we've been through over the last 4 years. But we need action. We need action now in order to save those businesses that are struggling, in order to meet the needs of our most vulnerable residents."
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly, and this has sort of been the theme of the week. Much of the mayor's budget is anticipating money coming in from the feds. I think J.B. Pritzker is doing that as well. That's why they're so happy, among other things, that Donald Trump is gone. Maybe we'll have a new administration that's serious about assisting people who are in dire need. And it's really no joke. I mean, we had some fun with the COVID announcements that the mayors from around the Chicago area, including Lori Lightfoot, made. Obviously, their acting debuts, but a lot of industries and a lot of are struggling with the pandemic. A lot of people are losing out of work, and the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago need assistance from Washington. And I am hoping, just like Mayor Lori Lightfoot is, that assistance comes now that Biden is in office. So much of it will be contingent on winning the Senate. I can't see, at least in this current situation, Mitch McConnell, if he's in charge of the Senate, being what, agreeable to helping cities like Chicago or states like Illinois. I just can't see. He's so lodged in to MAGA America, and it's this sort of antipathy, this hatred they have for blue states and blue cities. It would take like just a major transformation of Mitch McConnell. You know, I've seen transformations like that happen with Southern white Republicans. I recall Strom Thurmond, who was the most outspoken racist and segregationist, ran for president on a segregationist party with third party. In the 80s, began to move, Strom Thurmond did, into just sort of a more, open-minded attitude towards civil rights. Remember Harold Washington, when he was a congressman, right before he became mayor, having to negotiate with Strom Thurmond on the civil rights bill. So it is possible. It is possible that these right-wing Southern politicians can make that transition. But I just don't see it happening with Mitch McConnell, with MAGA so strong in this country, with the Republican Party controlled by the Trumpsters. So it really is going to come down to Georgia if Joe Biden is going to be able to command the support he needs to help cities like Chicago and states like Illinois. So that's why I'm really rooting. My Thanksgiving wish is come on, Democrats in Georgia, because so much is at stake with that election. If McConnell holds on to the it really hurts me to say this, that's where their National Republican Party is. Eric Zorn, one of the good, decent liberal writers at the Chicago Tribune, happy Thanksgiving to you, Eric, and your family, wrote a column the other day about Adam Kinzinger. He's giving a shout out to Adam Kinzinger, who is the Republican congressman from the 16th Congressional District. Now, personally, I was for Danny B in that election. Kinzinger defeated Danny B in that election. Danny B was a Democrat. But Kinzinger was one of the few Republicans who, in the aftermath of the election, acknowledged the obvious that Joe Biden had won and chided Trump for trying to create this notion that the election was stolen. And so Eric, gave him a shout out and said it's Republicans like that that we need to be our allies going forward. And so he says it's incumbent upon him to give them credit when they deserve it. So I have to agree with him. I have to agree with Eric Zorn on that point. When a Republican does the right thing, you got to give him credit. You know what I'm saying? We gave old boy Jim Durkin credit. True, the bar was low with Durkin, but I had to give him credit. When he chastised that protester at the swastika, the Nazi slogan, at least he said this does not represent the Republican. Had to give Durkin credit for that. Big Rauner support, but I had to give him credit for that, all right? It's one thing to support Bruce Rauner and his union busting tactics. It's another thing to coddle Nazis or people who have the swastika, a sign with a swastika on it. So had to give Durkin credit for that. And so you're right, Eric. Let's give a shout out to Adam Kinzinger. But will that harmony, common sense, will that desire for bipartisanship exist in a Senate controlled by Mitch McConnell in the era of President Joe Biden? I'd like to think the answer is yes, but I see no evidence that it will be yes. And so that's why Georgia is so important for cities like Chicago and states like Illinois. So, yeah, it's great that Joe Biden called Lori Lightfoot, but unfortunately, that aid is not guaranteed, D. There's still this very important election ahead of us.
All right, and we do have a sneak peek on how that phone call went down.
I want an answer. It's not something you ignore.
I think you're 100% full of shit, is what I think. If you think
fuck you then. Who are you going to tell me I'm full of shit?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Come on. Come on, separate corners right now, okay? I don't think we'll ever get tired of playing that day. So, you know, the movie's called City So Real. That's Chicago So Real. I think they should do all of their meetings, you know, with these virtual meetings behind closed doors, and then some aldermen should leak them. That's my advice. Then we'll know what they really say and how they really think. That's how we found out. It was not literally a tape, but Jeanette Taylor blew the whistle on Lori Lightfoot for her abusive comments to the black alderman. So anyway.
Well, you're missing one more step in that, too. Leak them and then give us the audio first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like that's going to happen.
We need that exclusive.
Speaking of virtual meetings, Dave Gloatz will be here on Tuesday, I want to say. He's going to break down the when we come back from Thanksgiving, he'll have the full breakdown of the city council meeting where they pass the budget. And this is one of my favorite segments. Gloatz does such a great job of having the bits that we then riff on. So, we'll take the deep dive with Dave Gloatz. And I got a feeling there'll be no great moments like Raylo going at it with Lori Lightfoot.
All right, so there it is, everybody. We're going to be gone for Thanksgiving and on Friday as well, but we have downloadable interviews for you to, you know, download while we're away. And on Tuesday, back to regular programming, all right? And we're going to be making that transition over to the Chicago Reader YouTube channel as well. And that's it.